Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Good morning, everyone. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live today from Richmond Community Services here in Yonkers on a, I guess we'll call it a partly sunny day, a nice mild day to start things off. We're here for FunFest 2017, hosted by Richmond Community Services here in Yonkers. I'm Jim Cleafield, your host for today. And as always, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Rentals, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. As always, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, or if you prefer, you can like us on Facebook. Why don't you? Westchester Talk Radio. Well, joining us now, my very first guest, I'm pleased to have with us on set. He is Michael Doctor. He is manager of Richmond Community Services, which is hosting this fine event. Good morning to you.
How are you doing?
Now, tell us, for those who aren't familiar with Richmond Community Services, what exactly does it do for those who have not known about it?
Well, we have individuals here who have special needs, and we basically take care of them in a nutshell. We treat them like family, care for them like they are our own family. Oh, it's too close. Oh,
that's fine. Tell us, but again, when they say special needs, I mean, one of the things they're celebrating today is differing abilities of all people that are here. That's really the crux of all that?
Yeah, that's what it is. Like I said, I'm a manager of Rick Lane, one of our IRAs. Like we have six individuals there that we try to integrate into the community. Even though they have special needs, we treat them as if they're just like you and I.
So, I mean, like if you have a physically challenged, mentally challenged, I mean, all types of abilities, that's what they cater to.
Yes, we cater to, yeah. A lot from them, too.
Now, this particular event today, again, you said it's been going on for a few years now, and kind of a carnival-like atmosphere. It starts with a champagne brunch this morning. There's going to be some honorees, and we also have some things really for the whole family.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time today. Let's all let people come out and do it and enjoy yourselves with us.
They have, a photo booth. They have a glamour booth. I was just reading, they have a barbecue, all kinds of good things today.
Yeah, and each house will be here with our individuals and just having a great time.
Now, is this how about from the financial aspect as far as raising money for the services? How does that work out?
That area I do not know.
But since it's been here, Richmond Community Services, this certainly is something that has served it very well.
Yes, it has.
The purpose is to make that better quality of life. You know, whether you have a physical challenge or if you're mentally challenged, you would come to a place like this.
Yes, you will. This is a great place to be at.
And of course, we're having pretty good weather so far. Do you think it'll be a very good turnout today?
I hope so, if the weather holds. And it looked like it's going to hold for a little while. They said rain later this evening.
Now, some of the honorees that we have today, actually, one of them is Assemblywoman Shelley Meyer, who is also among the honorees. We're also going to be hearing perhaps from some officials who are with the foundation as well. Just a beautiful time on Sunday for this kind of event.
It's going to be a great time today.
And how long does it run to today, can I ask?
To 4 o'clock, 12:04.
So if anybody is listening to this, they can come on by.
Come on down and have a good time.
And as far as how will they park? Where will they be able to park around the area if they come down here? In case you're wondering, Richmond Community Services is located at 919 North Broadway in Yonkers here in the heart of Westchester. And again, some people are starting to come in.
Yeah, you probably have to park on the side streets, but it's starting to get packed right now, so probably on Park Streets.
If anybody's listening to this and they want more information about Richmond Community Services, can they get in touch with you, or who can they speak to?
All they have to do is get in contact. Just call Richmond Community Services, and we have a directory there, and we have different departments, and they can help you out from there.
And can I ask what the hours are during the week?
Business hours between 9 and 5.
That's Monday through Friday?
Yeah. If you want to get information, Monday to Friday, 9 to 5.
Well, Michael, thanks so much for talking to us, and really enjoy the day. I think it's going to go really well.
Thanks for having me.
All right. That's Michael Doctor. He is the manager of Richmond Community Services. That's where we're broadcasting from here in Yonkers. FunFest 2017 on a partly sunny morning here. Again, that event is going to go on until 4 o'clock, so come on by. It should be a great day for all members of the family. I'm Jim Cleveland, your host, and again, you're listening to Westchester Talk Radio Live, broadcasting from, as we said, the aforementioned Richmond Community Services for FunFest 2017. Lots more ahead. We'll be back with more right after this word of interest, so stay with us.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about 4 decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash for that bathroom remodel, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live today from the Yonkers site of Richmond Community Services, located on 919 North Broadway. We're here for FunFest 2017. I'm Jim Cleafield, your host for today. And as always, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McKell Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. As always, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes, at Westchester Talk, or if you prefer, you can always like us on Facebook. Tell all your friends and family, Westchester Talk Radio. Joining me now, my latest guest, she is the director of the Yonkers location for Richmond Community Services. That is Jeanette Walker. Jeanette, good to have you with us here this morning.
Hi, good morning.
Now, you've been with the community services for a long, long time, about a quarter century, is that?
That's correct.
So tell us how this center has grown, because we are here in Yonkers, but it's not the only location. We need to emphasize that there are other areas that are served here, too.
Yes. We have a total of 16 residential sites, which includes this facility, and 15 group homes throughout Westchester County. We also have a site in Mount Kisco that's our administrative offices and one of the sites of our day programs.
Now, this serves people who have physical challenges, mental challenges, special needs. That's really what they serve, right?
Yes, correct. We support people in Westchester County with developmental disabilities. We have a specialty for people with medical fragility and significant developmental delays.
So when you say medical fragility, just to those who are not able to move around physically?
Correct, and have a lot of medical needs, people with trachs and, you know, tracheostomies and G-tubes and lots of, you know, different medical issues.
Now let's get into this event itself, because the crux of this is celebrating people of differing abilities, whether they're physically challenged or have developmental disabilities. And as we're looking around at the site here, there's so many things to offer that's really for the whole family.
Yes, absolutely. So all of our activities here are geared for people with developmental disabilities. We have our clinical staff running the groups, and we have lots of fun things that anybody can participate in. We have sensory groups and planting. We do wheelchair swings. We have decorating wheelchairs and doing all types of things. We have music, balloons, caricatures. So it's a really fun event for everybody. We have a barbecue where it's not just the people that Richmond supports, but the community, all the families. So it's a really fun event for everybody in the community.
And I understand it's actually been going on a very long time.
Well, I've been here 25 years, and it's been going on at least that long. So a good number of years, sure.
Now, is this as far as funding for Richmond Community Services, where does that actually come from?
Well, actually, this is a big fundraising event for Richmond. So we have donors and people who support us, and we do a big brochure, and we have a book of the donors who do this. So a large bit of the proceeds, some will go toward, you know, the activities and expenses that we have here, but many go to providing, you know, needed services, things that the individuals that we have here require. You know, we might want to add new adaptive bathrooms, and some of that money might go toward making it easier for some people to be able to be bathed in their own site. It could be, you know, anything, providing assistive technology and different adaptive things so people can communicate and move about and, you know, be able to participate in things in their home that they wouldn't normally do without extra funding to be able to support getting them the ability to do that.
So that's, again, the primary source of funding for you.
Yes, it is.
Now, how's turnout been in the past? Now, hopefully the weather's going to hold up today. This is going to be going until 4 o'clock, I understand. So usually a lot of people come out to this?
Oh, yes. We usually have over 100 people that come and, you know, announce beautiful. Hopefully it's going to hold out, that we'll have it outside in the yard. But if in the event we do have rain, we will move things inside and just kind of scale it down a bit.
Can you tell us about some of the honorees? You mentioned off the air, some of the women, Shelley Mayer, is going to be one of the honorees today. Tell us about that.
Yes. So she's done a lot to support people with developmental disabilities. So we are going to be having an event for her at 11 o'clock here to, you know, show our appreciation and, you know, give her a nice, beautiful award for all that she's done for people with developmental disabilities.
And really, to make this community services work, I mean, it takes volunteers. It takes really a whole team effort to really collaborate, to put this together, to make lives better for those who have these challenges.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So we have a recreation coordinator, Teresa Perrette, who's been working hard to manage the whole thing. So she's, you know, been able to be instrumental in getting a bunch of volunteers to come and help out. But, you know, in addition, it's family members, it's our staff, but like I said, a good amount of people from the community who come and help us, whether it's running a group, running a booth, helping with the barbecue, or just assisting some of the individuals to go from activity to activity to be able to participate in everything that we are setting up.
Well, it should be a fun day. If anybody's listening to this, Jeanette, if they want any more information about your services, where can they get in touch with you or anybody?
Well, they could always call one of the main sites. There are two numbers. The Yonkers number is 968-1900, and the Mount Kisco site is 914-471-4100. They can just ask the receptionist and they'll get connected. But they can also reach me at jwalters, W-O-L-T-E-R-S, at richmondcomserve.org.
All right, Jeanette Walters, thanks so much for joining us and have fun today, okay?
Okay, thank you.
We've been speaking with Jeanette Walters again. She is the director of the Yonkers location for the Richmond Community Services, hosting this wonderful event, FunFest 2017. I'm Jim Cleveland, your host. We're going to step aside for just a moment, but we have lots more ahead, and we'll be back with more of the show right after this word of interest, so stay right with us. We'll be right back.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live today from the Yonkers location of Richmond Community Services, located at 919 North Broadway. And the reason we're here is for FunFest 2017. I'm Jim Cleveland, your host for today. And as always, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Duretti Reynolds, J.P. McKell Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. As always, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes, app Westchester Talk, or if you prefer, you can always like us on Facebook. Tell all your friends and family, Westchester Talk Radio. Well, joining us now, my latest guest, she is Patsa Lipovac. She is the CEO and president of Richmond Community Services, which has many locations, not just Yonkers. They also have one in Mount Kisco as well. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, you've been in the position for about 3 years, but you've been associated with Richmond Community Services for about a decade. What have you seen as far as the growth of Richmond Community Services since you've been there?
Well, Richmond did grow tremendously in the last 10 years. We added numerous group homes, and we are providing services to many more people than what we did before. We also grew our day programs. We serve over 120 people in our day programs, and we serve over 170 people in our residential services. We also provide service coordination for people who live at home, and they need some assistance with their families to navigate the system of Office for People with Developmental Disabilities, which is a state agency that organizes services for people with developmental disabilities and also provides funding for that.
That's an aspect I didn't know, that you could actually serve people were actually at home. I didn't know that part.
Yes, there are a number of people who their families choose for their children to stay at home. Now that's much more possible than what it was in the past, because there are so many services, starting with early intervention and then specialized schools or fully integrated schools for people with developmental disabilities. And then they can also find supported employment later on. The state provides services anywhere from somebody just coming a couple of hours a week to somebody's house to check on them, to having almost around-the-clock care, including some medical care. So there is a good number of people in the community who are supported through services for people with developmental disabilities without ever leaving their home, their parents' home, or later living independently with some supports from the staff.
So as far as like the age range of your clientele, so young and old can come to this program pretty much?
Yes. We have our youngest right now is just about to turn 20, and our oldest in his 70s. So we do serve a spectrum of people, first the spectrum of age, from very young to people entering their late age, but also people with various disabilities. We have people who fully depend on care from somebody else, to people who go out and work and they just need some supports and help with budgeting and cooking and cleaning their homes.
I think that's a very important point that you touched upon, independence, you know, helping them to lead independent lives, even though they have these challenges in their lives.
Yes. Well, we strive to make sure that all of our residents and everybody that we are associated with lives as good of a life as they can. And independence always is, even as little as somebody can achieve independence, anything that you can do for yourself is considered to be a step toward independence. If you can feed yourself, if you can be able to communicate, if you learn a technique, or if we provide you with devices that will allow you to say something, to say that something bothers you, to communicate. Many people communicate without words and rather successfully if we just provide them supports.
Now, how about this event today? The theme for this event pretty much is celebrating differing abilities. Tell us about that.
Yes, FunFest started as a celebration of people's abilities, regardless what the ability is. It's been going on for over 30 years, and it is my favorite day for the agency, because I tell everybody who comes to see us or who I invite to come to the event, this is where we show our pretty face. This is where you get to enjoy your residents, who are just absolutely thrilled, and I hope you stay long enough to see how beautiful this event is and how much joy we provide to our residents, to their families. It's an opportunity for them and their families to share a nice day with many activities and a live band and food and everything that you would see at a fair. But all of the activities are adapted to people with disabilities so they can truly enjoy them with some assistance from our staff. But they are able to do the spin art, and they were able to do different arts and crafts, and they get to showcase their own artwork too.
Can you tell us about any success stories that you know of since you've been here, of those who've come through this program?
Well, success is kind of hard to define when it comes to the developmental disabilities. It's a very individual thing. But I'll tell you one of my favorite stories. One of my favorite stories is that when I first came to Richmond as a vice president of clinical services, I was interviewed by a group of our residents. And one of them said to me that he was asking, what am I going to do for them if I come here and work? And I said, what would you like me to do for you? And he said, you know, everybody wants to work. I don't want to work. I want to go on vacation. And, you know, we take vacation for granted because we can just pick up and go. And people with disabilities, it takes a lot more to organize vacation. And the state, quite frankly, does not provide money for that. So we were able to raise some funds, and we were able to send this gentleman to Atlantic City, of all places, because that was his dream. He wanted to go there. And when he came back, I heard that he had an absolute fabulous time. And one day I came to the house where he lives to visit, and I said, you know, how are things and all that. We had a small talk. He was telling me what a wonderful time he had. And as I was walking out, he said, Paca. And I turned around and he said, thank you. And it really just touched me so much. It's one of my favorites. I've been in this field for over 20 years. That's still my favorite. I still get teary-eyed every time I think about it. It's making a small change in somebody's life that really matters. And I think that's what we try to do as an agency. And that's what today is about, showing that the change that you can make in somebody's life and make that life better.
Making a difference. Well said. Paca, thanks so much for joining us, and enjoy the event today. Hopefully the weather holds up for you. Again, this is until 4 o'clock, right?
Yes, it is. Thank you so much. I appreciate you coming in, and I appreciate you covering the event.
All right. Paca Lipovac, CEO and President of Richmond Community Services, located not only in Yonkers, but several locations, including Mount Kisco. I'm Jim Cleafield, your host. Again, if you just tuned in, we're broadcasting live from Richmond Community Center's FunFest 2017. It's been going on for many, many years. Come on out and enjoy it. It should be a fun day. We're going to step aside for just a moment. We'll be back with more of the show right after this word of interest. Stay with us.
Contractors, can't find the construction equipment you need?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. Durante Rentals has it all, from skid steers to cement mixers, light towers to mini excavators, generators to scissor lifts. Our equipment is always available and always well-maintained.
Are you worried about employee downtime due to equipment delivery delays?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. At Durante Rentals, on-time delivery of your construction equipment is our priority.
Is your job site located in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. With 7 metro area locations, Durante Rentals has got you covered.
Do you want to be treated as more than just a number?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. As a family-owned business, customer service has always been Durante Rentals' number one priority.
Are you looking to save time and money on your next construction project?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at Durante Rentals makes renting equipment easy and affordable.
With locations in Mount Vernon, the Bronx, West Nyack, Flushing, Queens, Carmel, Elmsford, and Brewster, call Durante Rentals at 1-800-DURANTI or click DuranteRentals.com.
Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, sales, parts, and service. Call 1-800-DURANTI today.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash for that bathroom remodel, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live from the Yonkers location of Richmond Community Services here in the heart of Westchester on a partly sunny Sunday morning. We're here for FunFest 2017, hosted by Richmond Community Services. This has been going on for many, many years. It's going to go on until 4 o'clock, as a matter of fact. I'm Jim Cleafield, your host for today. And as always, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Rentals, J.P. McKell Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. As always, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, or you can like us on Facebook as well, Westchester Talk Radio. Well, joining me now, my latest guest, I'm very pleased to have with us on set. He is Nicholas Bano, a former senator, and he's also the Board of Directors Chair of Richmond Community Services. He joins us this morning. Good to have you with us, sir.
Good morning, Jim. It's good to be with you.
Tell us about this event today. It looks like the weather is pretty much holding up for it. Tell us about what's going on today. And it's a celebration of differing abilities. That really has been the theme.
We know that. Even if the sun doesn't come out full force, the sun always shines on the residents of Richmond. We have so many residents who have some profound issues. But what we want to do today is recognize their abilities. and not focus on the disabilities. I'm glad that I've been a supporter of Richmond for years and years. I served as the honorary chair of this event for probably 20 years while I was a member of the State Senate. And it's great now as the chair of the board, with a very active board with staff members who are just outstanding. I mean, they provide one-on-one care to people with disabilities all across Westchester, not only here in this site, but all across Westchester, our community residences. And today is a great day, just to see the smiles on the residences' faces. We were able to raise over $35,000 today for the organization, and at the same time provide a really fun event, which is what we call Fun Fest. And we're honoring Assemblywoman Shelley Mayer, who is an outstanding member of the Assembly, representing the city of Yonkers in Westchester County up in Albany. And we're glad that that she will be our honoree as well.
Making a difference in people's lives who are, you know, physically challenged or mentally challenged, it takes a team effort. Not only your board, but also volunteers. They all have a role to play in making a difference.
It is. When a parent has a newly diagnosed child, a newborn with some disabilities, they think it's the end of the world, and it's very difficult for them. And you see firsthand. My good buddy Jimmy Dingy just came by with his mom and his dad. Pam is a member of the board here. I've known Jimmy as a self advocate, which came to Albany some 20 years ago. To show firsthand that it's a real people that we care for here, that it's not their fault they were born differently than others, but they were born with some very unique needs, but they're able to smile, they're able to communicate, they're able to exist in our communities like they should, in communities all across Westchester. And group homes that are well accepted by neighborhoods all across Westchester County. And it's because of the dedicated staff people. I mean, the people who work here at Richmond do not get paid a heck of a lot of money. They can make more money working at McDonald's or Burger King. And the fact that they do it, they work here, is because they love it here. And there have been employees who have been here for a couple of decades because they just love the work. And so I make sure that every chance I get as board chair, as a senator, that I've always just pay tribute to the people who work tirelessly every day in a very difficult job.
It really is a labor of love. I mean, you just see it in the faces of the volunteers trying to do what they can to help.
Yeah, we have so many volunteers here today. A lot of the staff members volunteer on their own time to come in, to cook, to bring the residents out, who are, most of them are in wheelchairs and need some life-sustaining equipment very often to be out here. So it's a pretty big undertaking to bring them out here. But it's a fun event. You know, the kids come out and I call them kids. They're adults. They're adults here who come out and whether they can have a race, and if it's a race where they're in a wheelchair, you see the same level of excitement that you would with anybody trying to run a race. And that's what we try to make sure that we focus on.
Well, it's a wonderful thing you're doing. It should be a fun event. And thanks for joining us. If anybody wants more information about Richmond Community Services, wherever they may be listening from, where can they contact you?
They can contact me at nick.spano@aol.com. We welcome the opportunity for people to take a look at our facilities, to take a look at the type of care that's provided here, to look at the volunteers who are part of this, to talk to the members of the board, and to help us in any way possible. We've got a very good, solid family network of people who are self-advocates, who are, whether it be in the state capitol or our advocates with our federal representatives, looking for additional help and support. You know, the parents who are here don't ask government for a dime. They really don't. And it's not their fault that their kids were born differently. But it's important that every once in a while, maybe you get a little respite for a family that maybe has four children and one person was born differently and they're here. And it's a real burden for them. They'll never say it, but we recognize that. So it's organizations like this who can really provide that level of support And that's the important part. So I'm glad to serve as the board chair. I'm glad to be a part of this today, and I want to thank you for giving me an opportunity to be a part of the show.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you. Nick Spano, thanks so much for joining us. Have a good day, all right?
Thank you.
Again, we've been speaking with Nick Spano. Again, he is the board chair of Richmond Community Services. He's a former state senator, and he was nice enough to come join us for this. Again, we're broadcasting live from FunFest here at the Yonkers location. We're at 919 North Broadway. If you want to know where this event is, it's on until 4 o'clock, so please stop by. It should be a fun day for the whole family. I'm Jim Cleefield. Again, we're broadcasting live. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're going to step aside for just a moment, but we have more ahead right after this word of interest. Stay with us.
Give your home or office a facelift. You want to relax outside with a nice glass of wine, but you need to paint the house. You want to hit the links for a round of golf, but you need to paint the house. You both are ready for your vacation, but who will paint the house? Facelifts will. It's time to give your home a new look. They are the professionals to call when your home or business is in need of a paint job. Facelift staffs only highly trained interior and exterior painting specialists. Just select the color you want or use their trained color specialist and let them do the rest. Any size house, indoors or outdoors, they get the job done quickly, professionally, at your convenience and to your satisfaction. Plus, they offer repair work, power washing, carpentry, and generator installation for your home or office. Is your home in need of a facelift? Get to do all the things you want to do by letting Facelifts paint and remodel your home. Easy to deal with, easy to get in touch with. Licensed and fully insured. Call 914-806-8627 or visit faceliftspainting.com.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live today from the Yonkers location of Richmond Community Services, located on 919 North Broadway in Yonkers in the heart of Westchester. We're here for FunFest 2017. It's been going on for many, many years, celebrating differing abilities. That is the theme each and every year. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host for today, and as always, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, to Randy Reynolds, J.P. McKell Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. As always, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app at iTunes, Westchester Talk, or if you prefer, you can always like us on Facebook. Tell all your friends and family, Westchester Talk Radio, that's the place to go. Well, joining me now, my latest guest, one of the honorees for today's FunFest event. I'm pleased to be seated next to New York State Assemblywoman Shelley Mayer, who is one of the honorees today. Congratulations to you, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much. You know, I'm very humbled to be honored. The honor really belongs to the people that work here and the board that keeps Richmond going strong. It's remarkable. We just met a woman who works here for 18 years. The staff is so devoted to the people they serve, the people of differing abilities, as you said. So I'm really honored to be honored, as they say, and I'm the lucky one.
Tell us what it means to be a supporter, because it really takes a team effort to make a difference in these people's lives, young and old, all differing abilities. Tell us about that.
Well, I was very fortunate that through the New York State Assembly, and having been there for about 5 years, I was allocated some capital. It really isn't mine. It belongs to all of you. Everyone is a taxpayer. So out of that money, I was able to distribute some portion of it to this wonderful but old building that needed some upgrades, and we were able to use that capital to actually improve some of the systems here. So it's a collective effort. It's all the taxpayers. I was able to be sort of the conduit for that money to get here. And I think I'm being honored today for just standing up and showing that it matters, that we stand up for those that don't always have a voice. And this is the role of government, to support wonderful, wonderful places like Richmond that really do the job that we absolutely need done.
Now, we were just spoke with Nick Spano, who is the board chair and a former senator, a colleague of yours in Albany, and he said, I think with this event today, they raised about $35,000. Very impressive.
Yes, they did a fabulous job raising money. And, you know, one of the challenges for not-for-profit organizations that provide essential services like Richmond is that they put the money together from all the sources. You need the government money, you need the private money, you need very generous donors like their board. And I'm just very, very honored that Senator Spano, who's a longtime friend and colleague, Senator Spano and I worked together to make sure this money got here, and now that they're going to be able to benefit in a real way. So raising money, the money that I was able to contribute, all those are necessary, essential parts of making the services work.
I wonder how many people the community services actually serve. I mean, we're here at one location in Yonkers, but it shares all of Westchester. It serves all of the region.
Correct. And one thing that has changed over time is as children with disabilities have lived longer because of medical science and technology, many of these young people are able to live independently in group homes. So they're no longer living here in this wonderful old building, but they're living throughout Westchester in group homes that are run by Richmond, where they're able to have much more independence. Their families can take them home on the weekends. Their families can come visit. They can have everything that you want for a disabled or a less abled person to have as an adult. So they are all over Westchester. They're doing an absolutely extraordinary job in providing the services. Again, these are our neighbors, our friends, our kids. They belong to all of us. And so when you're here, you feel like you're family, and I'm very, very proud to be part of that.
I would think from the time that they come here and as they continue in the program that their lives get much better, and I think it's a better quality of life from when they first arrived.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, one of the remarkable things is that science and technology and medicine have improved substantially for people who are born or have substantial disabilities during their lifetime. So that so many of these young people are able to grow into young adulthood, live independently, not have all the limitations they had earlier on, and able to live in a wonderful way, go to the ball game, go to a picnic, come here today for this fun fair, get their wheelchair decorated, just engage in the fun things that any other person would want to do.
Because as able-bodied individuals, I mean, we kind of take that for granted. I mean, it makes them appreciate, I think, even more considering the challenges that they have to go through.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we do take it for granted, and we forget when everything is going well and we have a little headache or something going wrong, the tremendous challenge of being a family member and being a disabled person. I mean, these are things that take a tremendous amount of commitment and dedication from a whole, as I say, a whole family of not necessarily literally the family of people that are needed to support these individuals and make sure that they do well. And so many are doing well. So that's a joyous thing to see today.
If anybody who's listening to this is interested in maybe volunteering, are they looking for volunteers? And if so, who can they contact?
Well, you can contact the Richmond Community Services based here in Yonkers and give them a call, reach out to them. And they will find ways for people to participate one way or another, either perhaps volunteering, maybe contributing, maybe setting up one of these wonderful booths at the next fun fair. Last year got rained out. This year we are keeping our fingers crossed, and I think it's going to be a beautiful day.
Well, it's holding up so far. Again, it goes until 4 o'clock, and if you're in the neighborhood, come by. Should be a fun day. Assemblywoman Shelley Mayer, thanks so much. Congratulations to you for your continued support.
Thank you. Pleasure. Thank you so much.
All right. Assemblywoman Shelley Mayer joining us here on set here at FunFest 2017. That's where we're broadcasting live today at the Yonkers location at 919 North Broadway in Yonkers in the heart of Westchester. Again, that's FunFest 2017. I'm Jim Cleafield. We're going to step aside for just a moment, but we'll be back with more on the show right after this word of interest. So stay right with us. We'll be right back.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side, an experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash for that bathroom remodel, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We've been broadcasting live this morning from FunFest 27 here at the Yonkers location of Richmond Community Services, located at 919 North Broadway in Yonkers in the heart of Westchester. The theme, celebrating differing abilities, and we've had a wonderful time speaking to a lot of our guests. Should be a pretty good turnout. The weather has been holding up so far today. It's going to go on until 4 o'clock this afternoon, and just be fun for everybody, the entire family. I want to thank some of my guests here, Jeanette Walters, Claudette Beckford joined us today, Patsa Lipovac, and also former State Senator Nick Spano. He's the board chair with Richmond Community Services. And also one of the honorees, Assemblywoman Shelley Mayer, joining us. Again, a wonderful, dedicated supporter of Richmond Community Services, which has locations throughout Westchester, not just Yonkers, but also Mount Kisco included. And again, helping people of all ages, young and old, with physical or mental challenges, trying to live a much, much better life. We had a wonderful time broadcasting here. I want to thank my crew, as always, my buddy Matty the K, Matt K, my engineer, and to Andrew Castellano, our dedicated boss, who does a wonderful job setting up all of these events. We enjoy going to each and every one of them and meeting you as well. And we can't thank you, the listeners, enough, because without you, we wouldn't be radio. Please remember that. I'm Jim Cleefield. Again, this is Westchester Talk Radio. Again, we've been broadcasting live at FunFest. And as always, we've been produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McKell Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. Be sure to download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, or if you prefer, you can always like us on Facebook. Why don't you? Please tell all your friends and family, Westchester Talk Radio. Once again, I'm Jim Cleefield, your host. It's been a pleasure. We'll be joining you again very soon. In the meantime, have a really good day and a very fun weekend, and make it a great week, will you? We'll see you again next time.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Bridge Auto Parts, Bronxville Lye Real Estate, Evergreen Arborist, Valley Oil, Village Appliance, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better.
Shark Creative.
We're back. Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.